Good morning to you, our listeners, here, there, and over the internet. I greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our soon coming King. Let us now go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you now. Father, we tell you thank you just for how good you've been. We tell you thank you how you woke us up this morning, started us on another day's journey, and for this, we give you the glory. Now, God, we ask that you touch your hearts and the minds of the listeners on today. Father, that you move for them in a special way, and we will give your name the glory, the praise, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Today, we will go to the book of Galatians. We're going to talk from Galatians 5:22 through 26. Galatians 5:22 through 26. Today, we'll be talking about the fruit of the Spirit. And I want to say thank you, a great big thank you for Savannah, Georgia, for Jessup, Georgia, for Douglas, Georgia, for you coming out and supporting me in the revival. God moved in a great way. Yes, he did. He moved. And we bless God for all of you that came, those that thought it not robbery to travel from Savannah, Georgia to Jessup, Georgia to support your sister in Christ. I tell God, thank you. PMDC Savannah, Georgia, hats off to you. I tell God, thank you for you. Douglas, Georgia, I tell God, thank you for you. I tell God, thank you for you and Jessup that came out. Brunswick, Georgia, God came into our midst, and God blessed, he restored, and he saved. And we give him all the glory and all the honor for what he's doing in this hour. We bless his holy name. Let's go again to the book of Galatians 5:22 through 26. And we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit. Now, listen, I said spirit, not, and then there's no S on spirit. So it's not the fruit of the Spirit. There's only one spirit, and it is not fruits. It's not an S on fruits, but it is the fruit of the Spirit. And let's read beginning at the 22nd verse. And the Bible says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. We're talking about the fruit of the Spirit. And this is where, in the book of Galatians, Paul is telling us what to look for. The fruit of the Spirit, it possesses something. And we have to know that if we're walking in the Spirit of God, then the fruit that's going to be represented here is going to be love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. And Paul says, against such there is no law. When we think about the fruit of the Spirit, and if I read that in the NIV version, it just kind of words it a little bit different. And if we look at that 25th verse, it says, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. This is in the NIV version. It also says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. But those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. So the believer is to walk bearing God's nature, because we have the nature of Christ. When we are born again, you have the nature of Christ. The old nature is gone. So now you have a new nature. When we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and we get born again, get baptized with the gift of the Holy Ghost, and He lives and abides within us, we have the Holy Spirit on the inside. So what should be being produced now are the things and the character of God. Your old ways shouldn't be on display now. That old mean you should not be on display now. Because the Bible says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Self-control is a fruit of the Spirit. Sometimes we see Christians that have no self-control. They will tear you off in a heartbeat. They will go up one side and come down another and don't care about your feelings. But I'm talking to you about, as Christians, we must check our attitudes. We must check our feud. No, we don't judge anybody, but the Bible says the tree is known by the feud it bear. There is feud of the Spirit. As I named out the feud of the Spirit that comes from the Spirit is going to show love. You're going to see joy. You're going to see peace. You're going to see patience. You'll see kindness, goodness, and you'll see faithfulness. You'll see gentleness, and you'll see self-control. What you don't see in there is meanness. Meanness is not a fruit of the Spirit. Meanness is a part of people's personalities, and you see it every day. Have you ever seen a mean saint, a mean Christian? They're saved, they love the Lord with all their heart, but they are as mean can come. Why? Something is wrong with that. Being mean and meanness is not a fruit of the Spirit. You have to check yourself. Yes, we have to walk daily in the way of God, because when God comes in our lives, He brings about a change. Meanness and being mean was a part of your old nature. Being hateful was a part of your old nature. Being a fighter and want to fight every time and would fight against people, whether it's by words, and if you push them too far, it might be physical. That was supposed to be a part of your old nature. But if it's still in you, and it's still there with you, and you hear your old self keep coming up, and you see your old mean ways keep coming up, then I'm here to tell you that you need deliverance. You have to be delivered from the old self in order for God to put the love, the joy, the peace, the faithfulness, the gentleness. You have to be delivered from your old self. If you're not delivered from your old self, you cannot get what God has for you. You cannot put new wine into old bottles. You can't mix new wine with old wine. You're going to have to allow God to empty it out. Talking about the fruit of the Spirit. It's sad today in 2014 as we walk with God and as we get closer to the end, because Jesus is on his way back. He's on his way back. Any day now, he may burst the clouds. And you don't want to be caught in an undone state. You don't want to be caught walking around with a mean spirit. A mean spirit does not have anything to do with the love of God. Because if you are mean natured, you can't love right. If you are mean natured, you don't have compassion. If you are mean and you use your tongue for a knife to cut somebody on purpose, something wrong with your love walk. Oh, yes. Something wrong with your love walk. The fruit of the Spirit. Meanness is not a fruit of the Spirit. Hear me, somebody. We have so many Christians, and yes, they are Christians, but they won't allow God to take that part away from them. They won't give that up. They won't surrender that. They feel that if I don't be a bully, then, you know, I don't have control of things. But you must allow God to take that bullying spirit out of you. Yes, there's still some Christian bullies. There's some that'll tell you I will fight in the day. I'll fight at the drop of a hat. And some of them still do it now. You push the wrong button. But for a Christian, we have to change. How can we draw others to Christ if we have a spirit of meanness? If we have a spirit of it's going to be my way or no way, we have a spirit of hurting you, of letting words attack you and tear you up all on the inside, but we are yet still going on with Christ, you'll lose more people with a spirit of meanness than you would doing it God's way. Your personalities are different. Everybody has different personalities, but the nature of every Christian should be the same. Yes, God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The nature of every Christian should be the same. The nature should produce the fruit of the Spirit. The God nature should produce love, the agape love. The God nature should produce joy and peace. The God nature should produce patience. Sometimes we don't have no patience, and that's a bad testimony for you. If you're standing in the grocery line and you're fussing with no patience, and somebody, and you might be standing in the grocery line after church on a Sunday with your usher badge on or your church clothes on, how do you think those other people gonna feel? That's a Christian lady. Why is she being so mean back there? People know you by your fruit. Your fruit has to produce the fruit of holiness. Your lifestyle, your character, your nature has to take on the nature of Christ. You must have compassion for people. We can't just have compassion for the body of Christ and that's only all. You must have compassion for the sinner man. The sinner man, sinner woman will never get saved if we keep presenting a spirit of meanness. So I want to leave that with you today. The fruit of the Spirit. Father, we thank you for what you've done today on this broadcast. And I say to forget to go check us out at hopefortodayministry.org. And until the next time, remember, there is hope for today.